Welcome back to Butler Football here on 10:50 a.m. Thanks to the Masked Eliminator for the halftime stats.
Nice. Got
to thank him. He was going to lay the people-eth elbow-eth on me if I didn't.
Ooh.
I don't want that to happen. That would hurt a great deal. I don't know who would hurt more, me or him, but anyhow.
I think you'll be okay.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. So some promising things from the tornado. This group has kind of now played together the way that we see it for a couple of weeks now. So they're maybe starting to get a little continuity.
Right. They kind of know what each other's going to be doing. You know, you get that little bit of flow going a bit better, kind of knowing how someone's going to block beside you, or, you know, the angles that somebody's going to take on a tackle. So you can kind of know what you need to do to either strengthen what they're doing or pick up for a weakness they may have.
And the defense has played pretty well. I think for a lot of that first quarter, Gabe Lawson scrambled for his life.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was definitely getting hit often, getting hit hard. So that's what you got to do. You got to shake him up there a little bit. Just a couple times, you know, he was able to find the open man and make the big play.
Yeah, he had been flushed from the pocket quite a bit in that first half. Hopefully the tornado can maintain that trend. As I mentioned, this is the first of two consecutive home games for Butler. They'll be hosting Norwin next week. And at last report, Norwin was being handled pretty well. And this was in the third quarter. Pine Richland on that roll, boy. 44-0. They're rolling it up over Norwin. For Seneca Valley, they have a rough one. And what really has become quite the rivalry with North Allegheny.
Oh, yes.
Seneca Valley and NNA have no love lost between the two of them.
Not at all.
And that one is at North Allegheny. So the Raiders have a tough road to haul here. And that has to be a difficult thing, Craig, for Seneca Valley coming into tonight.
Right.
To not, I know there maybe is no such thing, but in the back of your mind, they're thinking ahead to North Allegheny and right past Butler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it, looking at the whole scenario that Butler is going through this year. It's easy for teams to do that, but that's when we have to capitalize on them, when they're not really focused on you.
So the tornado will kick it away to Seneca Valley as we begin the second half. Cade Gratzmiller will put the boot in the air, and it's received by one of the upbacks. That's Jake Stebbins. And Stebbins is still on his feet. He's at the 40-45 midfield and will be tackled at the Butler 40-yard line. It's a great field position for Seneca Valley to begin the third quarter.
Yeah, they need a little bit more hustle out of our coverage team there. They were just a little lackadaisical getting down there, and Stebbins exploited that. And, you know, a big guy like that, he's a big target as a tight end, but he shouldn't be able to break free like that.
And it will be Gabe Lawson at the helm for Seneca Valley on first down. He'll have Matt Stanger split back to his right on first down. Lawson wants to throw. Again, he's flush from the pocket, forced to scramble to his right, throws on the run, and the flat, it's caught at the 20-yard line, and advancing forward to the 18-yard line is Seneca Valley's is Ryan Christoback. And the reception will go 23 yards.
I got to say, as big as Panzerello is, you know, 6'2", 320, he really's got some moves. I mean, whenever he's chasing a guy, I'm impressed how fast he moves after him.
The senior defensive lineman out there. First down and 10. Lawson will hand it off to Stanger. He'll go over left tackle. Ball is loose. It's on the turf. And I think Seneca Valley got a lucky break as it went right into the arms of Stanger. He recovered his own fumble at the 14-yard line.
Doesn't happen that often. It just bounces right back up into you.
It did exactly that. Actually, even Josh McLean was laying on the ground right there, too, for Seneca. But, boy, that would have been a nice break for the Tornado defense.
That would have been a great way to start this half.
But a good hit there by someone from Butler have stuck his helmet in there. Second down and 10 from the 13. Hand off to Stanger over right tackle this time, and he'll get inside the 10 to the 7-yard line. Gain of 6. Chris Mertz coming up to make the hit from his safety position. And that will make it first and goal. Yep. At the 9. All right, take it back at the 7. Ball just inside the far hash. I formation for the Raiders. Matt Stanger dots that I, and he'll get the ball. He'll try the left side, cuts it back up the middle, and is hit by the middle of the Butler defensive line for a short gain down to the 5.
Doing a little bit of rotation there on the defensive front. Try to get some fresh bodies in there. Where you got to get your big push from your interior guys here. Break up any little draws or little traps in the middle. It all starts up front.
The lone setback is Matt Stanger on 2nd and goal. Lawson will play action, bootleg to his left. Throws on the run. It is incomplete. Pass thrown low and behind the intended receiver, Josh McLean, and that'll make it 3rd down.
Yeah, like you say, just a bit behind him there. You know, McLean was making a sort of like a backwards dive for it there. Good effort, but just not enough arm of the ball.
3rd down and goal. Lawson in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Will hand off to Matt Stanger. He tries the right side. Will not get there. Actually, will lose maybe a half a yard. Good penetration that time, Craig, by the Tornado defense on that right on the left side.
Absolutely. Andrew Klein did a super job just stringing that out and putting a stick on.
And it will be 4th down and the place kicker on for Seneca Valley. That's Seth Winters. So it'll be a 22-yard field goal attempt from the right hash for Seth Winters. Ball will be spotted at the 12. Good snap, good hold, a line drive kick, and it is just inside the left upright and good. So it is a 23-0 Seneca Valley advantage. And we'll take a timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
Lovely Express, Kevin Car, Wash of Grove City. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy. We'll check your oil, check your fluids, and get you clean. Fast, friendly service for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Wiper blades or filters, check your tire pressure. Locally owned.
And the kick is in the air for Seneca Valley, and Winters punts it into the end zone, fielded by Zach Slomers. And it will be a touchback, but they will start at their own 20-yard line, trailing 23-0. 9:23 to go here in the third. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas. And in case you're just tuning in, we're later than most other games that are probably over about now. We had a lightning delay of a half hour in the first quarter.
It's a big offensive series here for the Tornado. They got to get something going here. They just got to, again, get the focus, get that pride.
And it will be Kyler Callahan in the shotgun on first down. And looked like it was supposed to be a handoff, Craig, and Kyler does a good job of making something out of nothing. So get a yard to the 21.
Yeah, definitely looked like something busted up in the backfield there.
I could just tell by the way Kyler's head moved after that.
Right.
You thought it maybe was a ball fake, but not, because then he saw his head move like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
Now I got to do something.
Now there's trouble. Right. But at least he got some positive yards out of it.
You're right. To the 21, second down and 9. Callahan will run, and he'll go up the middle right over right guard. And he'll get to the 24-yard line, gain of 3, makes it third down.
I tell you, had Austin Rogers split out wide to this side here, and if you'd look, the corner was playing a good 12 yards off of him. You know, and immediately, as soon as that ball snapped, he's circling back almost into like a safety position there to fill the middle. So I hope they're seeing this and get that ball out to him. I mean, I know that we've thrown the ball out there before. It hasn't been caught, but you know, we have an open man when they're playing that far off.
It's Ryan Kristebeck who has the interception tonight that Craig's talking about. He's on this near side. Trips now for the Tornado. On the near side, third down. Callahan wants to run, and Seneca Valley right there as Evan Smith wraps him up and throws him for a one-yard loss to the 23.
Yeah, Kyler's got to just pick it and go with it. He doesn't have the speed side to side. I mean, he's a good runner when he gets up and running, but when he cuts, he loses his speed. He really does. Most people will. And he just has to commit to a hole and just go with it. That's just when he finds most of his success that way.
Cade Gratzmiller will punt the football for Butler. And a decent kick as he kicks it away from Josh McClain. It will take a big bounce, though, right into McClain's arms as he'll advance it forward into Butler territory. Down to the 37-yard line, so the Raiders set up shop on offense with a 23-0 lead in great field position.
Oh, absolutely. A good short field for them. That's got to make them feel good.
First down to 10 for the Raiders. Yeah, they'll put it spotted at the 37. Well, good job by McClain to kind of chase that punt down. It looked like they were intentionally kicking away from him. Gabe Lawson brings his team to the line. I formation this time on first down. Turn and give it off to Matt Stanger. Tries the right side. We'll get to the outside and goes out of bounds right at the first down marker. At the 27-yard line. Right around the 27. And they'll say move the chain. So it's a 10-yard gain for Stanger.
Yeah, they've kept him bottled up most of the night. But he knew he had to get to the outside there to really find his free roam.
And they'll turn and give it to Stanger. Try the left side this time. He has a hole, and he'll have a first down. He's hit hard by the Tornado at the 16-yard line, but will fall forward across the 15 to the 13. So a gain of 14 on the play, Craig. And now Seneca Valley getting a little momentum on offense.
Oh, yes. Defense is looking a little bit tired here. They're not having that spring in the step like they normally do. They just need to get a big stop here to get their mojo back.
And this is really what Seneca Valley wants to do, just kind of grind it out now. The big lead. Stanger gets the call. He's met in the backfield, spun around, and right into a host of tacklers that will finish him off in the middle there. And making the hit for Butler was Trevor Moore.
I said they keep cycling guys in there. I see Nate Cornerby's playing defensive end here now. Trying to get a little bit bigger bodies up here, closer to the goal line.
Gain of a couple, second down and 8. Lawson in under center with Stanger, the lone setback. He'll get the call on the inside handoff. Stanger inside the 10. Tackled in at the 6-yard line. A gain of about 5 on the play. Makes it third down. Darren Skidmore credited with the stop that time. Third down. They've got to get to They put that at the 5, so they got to get to the 3-yard line. Stanger, the lone setback. Keeper, Lawson goes right over center. And he will get near the goal, near the end zone.
Definitely
He's
first
at the
down.
Goal line. Yep, definite first down and goal.
But that was one of those quick counts. You know, he just got on the center, and boom, they were gone.
He'll put his knee down at the 1. I would look for maybe that same play, but they're not. They're going to try and give it to Stanger. And he is met with some resistance, and the late touchdown call as he does get into the end zone. Thought maybe they stopped him short there for a minute.
Yeah. Very, very long whistle. Wait for the whistle.
So at the 4:43 mark of the third quarter, Seneca Valley extends their lead to 29-0. With the point after to come. And the extra point by Seth Winters is good. So Seneca Valley in charge now. It's the Raiders 30, Butler nothing. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
Make it Agway all the time.
Count on Butler Agway for everything, seeds to feeds. Canning season is in full swing, and they carry everything you need, from spices, pickling, canning jars, pots, including the crocks for sauerkraut. Pet food? They carry a wide array of wholesome feed for all of your animals, including treats, chews, and vitamins. Stop by Butler Agway today, Route 68, right across from the Farm Showgrounds, and see why we say you can count on Butler Agway all the time. Butler Agway.
Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers is committed to the community, and that includes Dr. Josh Szabo.
As team physician for the Butler Golden Tornado, I treat injured athletes so that they can get back to what they do best, making a difference on the field. I take a similar approach each day at Tri-Rivers, where I specialize in orthopedic sports medicine and perform shoulder, elbow, and knee surgeries. Whether I'm in the operating room or at the office, patients are my number one priority. The same can be said for all Tri-Rivers physicians. For more information, visit our website, TriRiversMSK.com, or call 1-866-874-7483.
6 plays and 37 yards. Matt Stanger caps off the drive with a 1-yard touchdown run. 30-0 Seneca. As Seth Winters will tee it up. Back deep for Butler, Cody Reddick and Zach Slomers. And Winters, with a pretty good leg, will be fielded at the 1-yard line by Slomers. He'll get it to the 15-20, nearly escapes at the 20-yard line, and he'll be tackled at the 22.
Good return there.
Brought down by the Raiders, number 28, Connor.
A couple different bodies coming in here now.
Brian Presco in at quarterback.
Tyler Howes coming in here as well, number 9. Senior, 5'7", 150. That's good to see. Yeah, at this point here with, you know, obviously no touchdowns in about 8 quarters that we've seen here through the past several weeks, you got to make a change here now. And you got to get some more people in here, some different things happening.
So Brian Presco, the junior, 6'2", 175, in a quarterback, and he's left-handed. And on first down, he'll run with a football. Nice burst of speed as he gets out to the 28, 29-yard line, a gain of about 6.
And that's what you got to do. When you get the ball, when it's designed to run, you just got to get upfield. You know, we can't dance too much back there. That was a nice job by Presco. First snap, taking it, getting a good chunk, 6-7 yards there.
Gain of 7, second down and 3.
They're still really playing off our receivers here. They're almost 10 yards off of them.
Comes a blitz up the middle. Butler does pick it up, and Prescott will have a first down out over the 30 to the 32-yard line.
Very good. That's what you got to do. Just get those first downs.
Gain of 3. I'll put it at the 33, so a gain of four.
Keep churning it here.
Went on that long drive John mentioned as we were chatting at halftime last week at Pine Richland. Brother went on that long drive with the clock rolling in the mercy roll, but it was a nice drive to put together. And you could just sense the frustration of Pine Richland. They want to stop that stop, but they couldn't get a stop.
Right, we just got to keep rolling.
Fresco in the shotgun on first down. He'll keep it. And he has room to the 40-yard line he goes. Craig, he found a nice hole there off the left side.
Did a nice job just staying small. You know, you can't run upright. You guys got to kind of keep yourself a hard target to find. And that's what he's doing there. It was a nice ball that he does throw. I'd like to see him sling it out there a little bit.
He does.
But I'm sure they'd like to get on the other side of the 50 before they try some of those.
7 yards on that run from Brian Presco.
Yeah, he was a little dinged up last week and didn't get a chance to play.
Austin Rogers split out to the far side. Kate Gratzman on the near side. And again a keeper. Boy, Presco with a big burst of speed into Seneca Valley territory. And he is going to be wrapped up and thrown to the turf at the Seneca Valley 45.
And he did a great job holding on to that ball because the way he had it out there, it was the proverbial loaf of bread. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you, oh, yeah. Because the way he was getting popped, you know, kudos to him there to be able to hold on to that.
And we have a timeout as one of the Seneca Valley players is on the turf. So the trainers will head out.
Boy, he's looking like he's hurting there.
He does. And the training staff for Seneca Valley will head out to take a look at that young man, make sure he's okay. Now he gets to his knees.
Number 75, is that?
Yeah. Yeah. So now they'll have him sit up. They're asking him questions, Craig. He looked like he kind of held his head like maybe he got a stinger of some sort, maybe.
Right.
Probably asking him some questions. Now he's going to get up on his own power. That's good news.
Yeah, that's good to see. You never want to see a kid going down like that.
No. Nick Funovitz, a junior for the Raiders, will walk off under his own power. So let's see if the Tornado now can keep this drive moving. Third quarter, Mars leading Armstrong 35-8 as the Planets look to rebound. North Allegheny still blanking Mount Lebanon 14-0 in the third. Handoff. And running with the football is
Callahan.
Kyler to the 40-yard line, a gain of five.
He looked very comfortable in that run there. You know, I think, you know, not knowing that he has to do everything at one time, he just has to run the ball, he looked a lot more comfortable.
More natural.
Yes.
Well, Coach Christie said that Callahan had never played quarterback before, so yeah, he does look more natural back there as Presco wants to throw. And it is nearly picked off. Had a man in the area, Danny Hunter, Craig, but I think he just came off the break late or something because that pass was leading him pretty far.
Yes, I mean, because it was a nice pass, but, yeah, something was up with the route there. I'm not exactly sure if, like you said, he just kind of broke it too late or just kind of hung on to it or just didn't get off the line in time. It looked almost like a timing route.
Makes it third down and five at the Seneca 40. 1:52 to go here in the third. 30-0 Raiders. Presco will roll to his left. He is a southpaw. He'll throw on the run, and it's off the hands of Austin Rogers. Incomplete.
Got to catch that ball. Yeah, this is a time. You're trying to get points on the board, and you just need 1 foot in, so you got to do what you can to haul that ball in.
Fourth down and five. And the Tornado will go for it here on fourth down with Presco in the shotgun.
We got two weapons in the backfield there that could run.
Presco looks to his right and throws.
Oh.
Incomplete. Some traffic there. as Danny Hunter trying to come back for the football, ran into a defender in Mitchell Curran of Seneca Valley, and the pass falls incomplete, and the Butler will give it up on downs.
Presco did a nice job setting up back there. He surveyed the field and delivered a nice ball. But, again, some of that inexperience of the receiving crew that we have here, they just don't have that curl to come back, the little things they need to do to get themselves free. That'll come.
So first down and 10 for the Raiders at their own 40-yard line. New quarterback, Caden Smithko. And he'll throw a pass on his first snap to Jacob Good, and it's complete out to the 45, 46-yard line.
Wonder if that's any relation to Joe Smithko. He was the quarterback of North Hills back when they were the national champions.
Quite possibly could be.
Yeah.
Second down and 4. And he'll hand the football off. And a gain of about 3 on the play for looked like number 18. Nope, I'm not sure who carried the mail there. Nonetheless, it's third down and 2 for Seneca. Smithko will throw for it. A slant pass is incomplete off the hands of the intended receiver, Nick Cook, a junior, and it's incomplete, fourth down.
Yeah, definitely zinged it in there, though. Pretty hot pass.
Final starting to roll in. Some scores of note. Derry blanks North Catholic 27-0 tonight at Derry.
Wow.
Central Catholic gets by Bethel Park 7-6.
Bethel Park, wow.
And a non-conference game there. Fourth down and 2. The Raiders going for it. And Smithko will run for it. Oh, and he's going to just, I believe, get enough right at midfield for a first down.
He definitely got a benefit of a nice spot there because his knee and backside were down right by Tuffy's face in the middle of the field there. But he just got to lean forward after for the first down.
So
poor Tuffy.
It's time winding here with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Seneca Valley first and 10, option pitch to the near side. And running forward with the football is, I have no idea who it is. I don't have a number 18 for Seneca Valley.
I think it's, is that Finkel?
Yeah. Laces out.
It's got to be laces out.
Laces out. That's the end of the third quarter. 30-0 Seneca Valley. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
Fourth quarter, as Caden Smithko is sacked by the Tornado back to the 49-yard line. Make it third down and 9 as we get underway. 30-0 Seneca Valley. Smithko in the shotgun on third down. And he'll fake the pass and run with the football. He'll be stopped at the 45-yard line. Chris Mertz coming up to make the hit for the Tornado.
Smithco did a nice job of squirting out of there because pressure was really closing down on him.
Fourth down and five, and the Raiders stay on the field. Looks like they're going to go for it. Kenny McMillan a winner, 20-14 over Hempfield tonight. Pine Richland blanking Norwin 44-0. Freeport a big winner over Uniontown 55-16. Thanks again to Eddie Montgomery for the scores. Appreciate that, Ed. Fourth and five. Play action. Bootleg. Smithco throwing on the run and is caught downfield by Seneca Valley's Josh Miller. And he'll run it all the way down to the Butler 5-yard line.
And that's a shame because Andrew Klein had him, had Smithco. Just as he released the ball, Klein put a stick on him there. Just a hair of a second too slow.
Now mark it out at the 7-yard line. So 37 yards on the pass and catch to Josh Miller. I wonder if there's any relation to
the old punter,
the former Steeler punter, Josh Miller. If he has any kids that old, I don't know. Not sure. First and goal from the 7. Smithco with the keeper. Oh, and he's met and thrown down to the turf hard.
Nice job by J.R. Harold.
And J.R. Harold's had a nice game tonight here, Craig.
Well, didn't Josh Miller coach for Fox Chapel?
He did.
Years ago?
He did. Not that long ago, actually. Yeah. About 3 years ago.
Yeah, so he's in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm. Very well. I don't know. We'll have to see if we can find a Seneca Valley parent or something, maybe ask.
Yeah.
Curious.
Is he a junior?
He is a sophomore.
No, as in...
Oh, it does not say junior on my... as in dad's son with the
yes.
same name.
There
I gotcha.
You go.
Second and goal from the 6. Handing it off and running with the football is Mitchell Curran. Curran bounces it to the outside, and did he get in? I guess he did. I did not see an official... score, and it is a touchdown.
Got to wrap him up in the backfield. I mean, I know on a small victory side, they wanted a game where they didn't have the mercy clock running.
Right. And now that has changed.
Yes.
As it's now 36-0 with the point after try from Seth Winters. And it is good. That is a different kicker. Nonetheless, the point after is good. Makes it 37-0 Seneca Valley. 9:37 to go in the fourth. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Matt Bickert, he had the point after, and he will now kick it away for Seneca Valley. It's a short kick. It'll hit at the Butler 23-yard line, kind of die right there, and picking it up and running it forward, I believe, was Zach Slomers out to the 30-yard line. Actually, that was Cody Reddick who came up to run the football. So Butler takes over at their own 40, or take it back to their own 30-yard line. Second series for junior Brian Presco at quarterback. And Presco screaming at the sideline looking for a play. They're missing a player. First and 10 for the big southpaw. He gets in the shotgun on first down and has a sidecar to his left. Presco will try to run with the football. Breaks one tackle and goes back to the opposite field. He's at the 40, 45, tripped up at the 48-yard line.
Nice job. Had the entire flow of the defense going to the right side. And he just was able to cut it back. And did a nice job picking up about 15 yards.
Yeah, he got out to the 48 to 18 yards on that run.
Very nice.
Clock will roll now. Butler down by 37 here. First down and 10 from the 48. Presco in the gun. We'll keep it. Looks to his right, cuts it back to the middle, and will gain 5 yards into Seneca Valley territory down to the 47-yard line.
Tackle by number 64.
And I saw something there. I saw Ensland give a good shot there. He was kind of off of his man and kind of moving in space as the whole play was going on, and number 78 for Seneca Valley was kind of standing around, so he gave him a good shot. That's what you should do. You know, if someone's standing around, the whistle hasn't blown, they're fair game.
Second down and 5. Presco handed off to Kyler Callahan. Tried to bounce it around to the outside. He said his knee hit the turf right at midfield. Loss of 3.
Did he go down?
I believe his knee. It looked like when he was hit, kind of the knee went to the turf and he kept going. So third down and 8. Presco wants to throw. Looking for the deep ball. And it is into triple cover.
Yes!
And it's caught and dropped, I believe.
Oh, you got to hold on to that.
Cade Gratzmiller, ball was tipped. There was 3 Seneca Valley players around that football that got a piece of it. Somebody got a piece of it. Gratzmiller also had his hands on the football but couldn't pull it in. Nice ball there by Presco.
Excellent job airing it out there.
Bring up fourth down and 8 for the Gold Tornado.
Yeah, you know what? Like I said, I've said it earlier, but why Ballant hasn't been in there? But he was running very smooth last week. I think it'd be good to...
Looking to see if he's even on the sidelines.
I did see him down there. I think he's number 20.
Presco. Oh, he's hit as he's looking to throw the football. But I think Butler will recover at the 45. Oh, Seneca Valley got it.
It's kind of a moot point anyhow. On fourth down, they're going to get it regardless.
True. So at the 6:21 mark here, the fourth, the Raiders will go back out on offense. Second set for Caden Smithgo, the junior for Seneca. On first down, we'll option pitch it into the backfield with the football for Seneca Valley.
There's a block
Matthew
in the back.
Hughes, and a flag comes in on that block in the back. And another flag for another block in the back, it appeared.
I mean, we've seen about 7 blocks in the back they haven't called tonight. Then he decided to call 2-on-1 play. Yes, they're going to try to sort it out.
Second Stops the clock at 5:57 as they talk it over. So my guess is, Craig, they're going to take the penalty where the flag is at the 47-yard line, being a spot foul, so 15 yards from there. And they're going to be that's going to be a personal foul.
I think the second hit. The first hit was definitely a block in the back. Yeah, it was cleaner, we'll say, than what the second one was. Yeah, the second one was just a blatant, just a real cheap shot. There's no other way to say it. It was just a cheap shot.
Personal foul against Seneca Valley, Craig, as you mentioned. So that sets the Raiders back 15 all the way to the 38-yard line. Smith Go will hand the football off and hit immediately by Butler is Matthew Hughes, and he'll have a no gain on the play.
Very good.
J.R. Harold on the tackle for Butler, Craig, and that's who I'm nominating for the W. Ricks Prime Player of the Game here tonight.
Oh, I totally second that.
I think J.R. has had a fantastic game here tonight. Numerous solo tackles. Has been disruptive a lot of times here tonight, so congratulations to JR.
And he was a leader throughout.
Prime player of the game for W. Ricks Tap Room and Grill on Meridian Road. Second down at 27. Here comes the Butler pressure. Smith go flush from the pocket again. He'll throw on the run. It's high and incomplete. Intended in the near flat for Seneca Valley's Jacob Good. Chris Mertz coming over to provide some pressure. And
he had Hunter Neff coming from the backside there, putting the pressure on as well.
Third down at 27 now for Seneca. The Raiders taking their time coming out of the huddle, using as much of the play clock as they can. They're down at 27, and it'll be a keeper by Smithco. He'll come to his right, flag is thrown.
Holding.
Oh, yep. Right at the 34-yard line where that hanky was thrown. And it is holding on Seneca Valley. So they'll take it back to the 24 from there.
Don't move those sticks.
So the play's getting a little chippy here in the latter stages of the fourth.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you got some players in there trying to earn some playing time and, maybe going a little bit overboard in some instances with the cheap shoe, with the personal foul, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is. I understand frustration, but when you're winning, there's no need to be throwing cheap shots like that.
Understood. I agree. So now it's third down and 40. From the 24-yard line, 25-yard line. Smith go will hand the football off. And that is Matthew Hughes, and he'll be corralled after losing about 3 yards back to the 21.
And who you got? Harold and Skidmore again. And I mean, you want to see that. You want to see your seniors getting out there. You know, your seniors are leading. You know, maybe they're not seeing the results on the scoreboard, but they're setting a precedent here and showing the younger kids how you're supposed to play the game.
Punt formation for the Raiders. low punt. And it will be downed by Seneca Valley at the Raider 49-yard line. So here's an opportunity for the Tornado. The shorter field here to maybe put some points on the board.
Vallet must be in the doghouse for something, because why he's not in there, that's a good question.
Yep.
He was your leading rusher last week.
He was.
He's not injured. Get him in there.
From the Seneca Valley 49, first down and 10. Brian Presco hands the football off to Kyler Callahan from the tailback position. He'll get a couple to the 47. Second down and 8. Coming up on the 2-minute mark remaining in the game. I'd like to mention again, we picked J.R. Harold as the WX Prime player of the game. Get some prime rib this weekend out at WRX on the Meridian Road. Thanks again for the sponsorship of the prime player of the game. Second down and 8. And a dive play right up the middle. And running with football for Butler was Darren Skidmore.
Good to see him getting some yards.
Slippery Rock High School falling to Grove City tonight, 33-7. Third down and 5. I formation for Butler. Toss. Kyler Callahan has it. First down and more, 40. He's at, oh, and he's tripped up at the 31-yard line where he might have went. And I'll put it down at the 27-yard line, a gain of 20.
Now we've got to get up here to the line quick. We only have a minute and 4 seconds left. There's a sense of urgency to get some points on the board.
And that they did. They broke huddle quickly. Toss again to Callahan. He'll try the right side this time. And the Raiders right there to read it. Hitting him first was Ryan Wharton for Seneca Valley. He'll lose a couple of yards.
Because he tried to cut back. And we talked about this earlier, that yeah, anytime he cuts back, he's dead in the water. He's just got to go. He's got to go up the field. You know, because he's got good speed to get up the field. But when he tries to dance around in the back, he's done.
And Callahan tries the left side this time. He's at the 20, inside the 20 to the 17, 18-yard line. And that's going to do it. The final score. Seneca Valley 37 and the Golden Tornado nothing. We'll take a quick timeout, come back on the wrap. This is Brother Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com. John, thanks.
The Valley Express, Kevin Carr, watch of Grove City. Drive in, drive out, it's that easy. We'll check your oil, check your fluids, and get you clean. Fast, friendly service for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Wiper blades or filters, check your tire pressure. Locally owned, nationally known. No appointment necessary. The Valley Express, Kevin Carr, watch of Grove City. Drive in, drive out.
Butler Steel Supply. What do? Everything. When it comes to steel, they'll bend it, punch it, shape it. They'll custom make whatever you desire. Whether you're commercial or residential, talk to them. If you need it, they'll do it. Not exactly sure? Talk to them. They'll design it. Butler Steel Supply, 145 Valvoline Road in East Butler, or go to butlersteelsupply.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Back at Butler High School, 37-0, your final, Seneca Valley over the Golden Tornado. Craig, back to the drawing board. A lot of moving parts again for this Tornado offense especially.
Oh, boy, yes. It was tough. You know, honestly, they did really well tonight prior to the lightning delay. And that's a lot to focus on when you're learning the game. And then you have something so obscure like that happen.
I know.
It can really shake your confidence.
Yep.
And so forth. And so, yeah, that's a tough one. You know, they hung with them and actually did quite well to start with defensively. I saw some really nice strides there. Offense, something's got to happen there. I think, you know, we've got to start changing some things up with the running backs and start shifting some kids around a little bit there. And I think Presco, the way he looked in there, he might be a guy you really want to start just having behind center now.
Yeah, you're right. And Kyler Callahan got to start at quarterback, looked a bit more comfortable, as you said, in the backfield. And how about this, the Raiders and the Tornado down there for the Butler Eagle Trophy presentation by our man John Henrietto. So it's kind of good to see the teams get together like that. You don't see that all that often. So
right.
But the Raiders improve on the season to 3-1 in the conference. They're 4-1 overall. And next week, Seneca Valley visits North Allegheny. North Allegheny a winner tonight over Mount Lebanon. The Tornado fall to 0-3 in the conference and 0-5 overall. Butler will host Norwin next week in a conference game. Norwin losing tonight. The final score there, 44-0. They lost to Pine Richland. So Butler-Norwin next week as both teams, Norwin now 1-2 with that loss in the conference and 2-3 overall. So the Tornado will have a chance next week to get one on the board, hopefully, against the Norwin Knights. And we'll have the broadcast for you here on WBET, 7:15 with a kick at 7:30, and hopefully no lightning in the area next week.
Oh, amen.
Yeah. Greg, thanks a lot. Good job again tonight.
Hey, thanks, Ron.
Thanks to Anthony Willison, my son, back at the station for engineering this crazy broadcast of Butler football. Join us again next week, Butler and Norwin, right here at Arpernardi Stadium. Airtime at 7:15. For Craig Lucas and for Anthony Willison, I'm Ron Willison saying so long. Stay tuned for the MSA, that is habit after 14
yes.
years.
Okay, Ron.
The Trib Live Scoreboard Show coming up next here on WBUT and 10:50 a.m.